Thank you for calling BWE. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, is Peggy in, please? Extension 311.
This is Peggy. May I help you?
Hey, Peggy. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ruben. How are you?
Working my tail off, to be honest. Well, you asked. I mean, you have no idea how... I have actually been with our firm for 9 years. Every day I'm drowning. But I think I can actually be a good fit for you guys for some future businesses I've discussed. We're doing a lot of this equipment, by the way, and a ridiculous amount. So, wanted to go over I've worked on some stuff with Jeff to make this thing go smoothly. He's working on a few things for me. Can you bring up that invoice? So without giving too much information I can't share, we're doing the $40,656. We're not doing the sales tax on this loan. So there's two ways we can document it. The first, and it really comes down to your invoicing structure. And by the way, on a side note, what's going on is in our approvals, and I think this is the most important thing. I know on your system, you can't invoice until you deliver, but the challenge it's created is when we do an approval, it only lasts, depending on the program, between 1 to 3 months. And sometimes on this approval, why I'm kind of in scramble mode is it had to be reactivated. So I think on future transactions, I'm going to have to figure out a way for you guys to make an invoice so we can pay you before shipment. So if something happens, we don't have to reactivate the file. That's one of the issues I think on future deals we'll work on. You'll get paid up front, but we'll get an invoice up front so we don't run into this issue again. Now, that being said, on this transaction, here's where I'm at. We're financing $40,656. The customer is going to have to pay you sales tax. There's two things I can do. One thing is you can invoice me for just the equipment and invoice the customer separately for tax, or you can invoice the customer for the whole amount and just reference the sales tax and put in parentheses, customer to pay this amount, and then I'll have the customer send you a check so I can prove that that amount's been paid. What works best for you?
I can take off taxes.
And invoice them separately?
And invoice them separately for the taxes.
Perfect. Can you send me that updated invoice?
That was A1 Movers, right?
Yes, I think that should really work.
Hang on just a minute. Okay, let's see what we got here. Let me look at the invoice.
How long you been with BWE?
It'll be 9 years this year.
Cool. So you deal with collecting the money?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, I think I should know my audience, and I think you probably, you know, yours is probably a thankless job, I'm guessing. But what I can do for you is, and I do this with a lot of other people, is, you know, for your customers that need financing, I would love to help them out. I'd like to help them out. We're pretty good at doing our job, but I pay referral fees as well. So just, you know, what I typically do with my vendors is this. We have marketing costs. They're huge. You know, we do millions of pieces of direct mail a year, hundreds of thousands a month. But if someone refers us business, basically, well, we can either pay someone to drop mail, or we can pay someone to call, or we can pay a referral fee. And so let me give you an idea of what that would work for you. If you're interested in a referral fee, I can pay you or your company, you know, whatever the preference is, whatever you guys decide, and I can pay a referral fee of about 2% of the equipment cost. So let's say you send a customer, obviously not A1, but you send someone like A1 to me and say, hey, this customer needs a $50,000 loan. You don't want, and most of the vendors I work with, they say, hey, look, it's your job to approve the customer and close them on the deal. I don't really care about their credit or their terms. Either they sign or they don't, and they get a purchase. That person gets a $50,000 loan from us to buy your equipment. We'll send you a referral fee of $1,000. One of the nice things about this referral fee is we're not going to 1099 you. So we're going to send it to you in the form of debit cards. So we're not 1099 you for income. You know, and to give you an idea of what does this mean for a real life vendor I work with, there's certain vendors I send a few hundred bucks to a year. They send me a few deals a year. It's not much, but I'm actually part of a huge restaurant equipment dealer group where we do loans for their customers. And I consistently send that vendor contact about $4,000 to $5,000 a month. So there is a real potential if you have a lot of customers that we can help out. To actually make significant income in your pocket by just passing out essentially my contact information.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're saying you're financing how much?
We're financing everything but the tax. So we're at our approval limits besides the tax. So if you can just break... Go ahead.
The invoice I sent you, is that okay?
That's fine. As long as you just remove the tax, and I would just send me and Jeff an email and say, hey, spoke to Ruben. Here's the two invoices. Jeff, you'll pay us the tax. Ruben's financing the rest.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.